This is Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa Portable Monitoring. Standing by.
Yeah, good morning, Emil. V1EPV5RJM. How are you doing this morning?
Well, sitting on top of the world with an umbrella there, over.
Well, you know, I guess at least the temperature's right. It's sitting outside. It can't be too chilly out there. But probably enough for a jacket. But, yeah, we've kind of got used to things here. We weren't used to things. I was outside on Friday doing some stuff for field day. And I guess I wasn't thinking. And I was out wearing no hat. So I got a bit of a heat stroke here yesterday in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I'm sorry, Randy, I didn't get your question. You dropped off there a little bit, over.
Yeah, just stand by. I'm going to change radios.
Yeah, this should be a little bit better there, Emil. I'm on DV switch. Went to look for my other radio, and I guess I must have left it in the truck last night. So, out at field day site, and, well, I don't know, I wasn't thinking yesterday, I guess. I overdid it, and, oh man, I must have got some sunstroke yesterday. And heat stroke or heat exhaustion or something. Because, I was sick last night. Feeling a little bit better this morning there. So, actually quite a bit better. Wowzers. And, of course, me outside working in the sun. We had sun here. I'm not used to it. What happened was I wasn't wearing a cap. So, even made things 10 times worse. So, anyways... got some guys here down coming this morning here, so hopefully we can get some stuff set up here for field day. Over.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, it's been raining here all night. It looks like it's going to rain all day. So no launch today. But I also put a notice out there. I've got... I sent a note out to operators within 100 kilometers of my location. So let me know when they could be available for to do that test. Because if we put the balloon up there, we want to make sure there's operators, at least in the four communities surrounding us, that they can see if they can check in, or maybe they could be able to go further over.
Yeah, nothing worse than doing the test and going out and doing all that work and then nobody talked to you, right? Been there, done that lots of times. You end up going to a repeater site and you seem to think things are working and looking for a radio check and nobody's around. And even though you sent out emails and let them know, people have commitments, you know, young families, all kinds of stuff, you know, going on. So, you know, you can't expect them to be there all the time for you. But still, I've been there, done that. Know what it feels like, over.
Yeah, very good. Well, I got a good ground crew. It's just a matter of getting them together, and they're coming up with all these ideas. So I'm certainly grateful for that. Like you said, I put a PSA on my QRZ page. Anyone that wanted to be contacted for the test to send me a text, and then that way I could just text them and let them know what time we're going to be doing this. And hopefully we get a half-decent response. There's a couple of operators I haven't been able to get a hold of that I'm sort of keen to get a hold of, and but I'll just keep sending out messages until till we get enough to do the test. You know what? It's I'm not sure how long the balloon's going to last with the helium in there, so I want to make sure we get a couple of good contacts there in all four areas, like north, south, east, and west. I think I can connect, should be able to connect at least from Truro to Bridgewater and from Ship Harbor to Kentville, so that's my goal.
Well, you know, that's not a very unreasonable goal. I think you probably end up going further yet, be honest with you. Line of sight, you know, means everything. Height means everything when it comes to VHF and UHF. So when you're up that high, there's not too many obstacles in your way there. Over.
Yeah, actually, we do have Folly Mountain, and it's about 120 kilometers north of us, or south of us. No, correction, north of us. And I think its elevation is almost 1,500 feet. So I don't think I'll probably get to the, we have a set of tolls there at the border of the county there up there. So I'll probably get up to the tolls, but I don't think I'd get much further than that. Because the tolls are actually at the peak of the mountain there, over. But far south, yeah, I may be able to get to Lunenburg, but it'd be great if I could. And that sort of stuff. Anyway, I'll just put my feelers out there, and hopefully I get a reply soon.
Well, just to give you an idea on VHF repeater, longest contact I've seen happen. I wasn't involved in the contact, but I heard it, and it was way back when propagation was really good, of course, back in the 70s and 80s there. There was a guy contacting a station from, I think it was Russell or Roblin, Manitoba there, all the way up to Endeavour, which is probably about 100 miles. And he had a tower up about 160 feet. No, it wasn't 160. It was about, at that time, it would have been about 80 feet. So he had a tower up about 80 feet. So for simple math calculation, say 100. And his elevation was around 1,900 feet elevation. So you're looking at about 2,000 elevation, and he was mobile. So he was only, 2 meters, maybe 3 tops off the ground. But his elevation and his location was like 2,100, 2,200. So there was no obstacles in his way. It was just straight from his radio.